USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The two top Republican congressional leaders will attend a White House meeting to discuss the debt ceiling next week. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden plans to argue still it's Congress's constitutional duty.
The updated projection should be a wake-up call to Congress. It is time for the Speaker and the MAGA Republicans to stop the brinksmanship.
Republicans, meanwhile, want deep spending cuts in exchange for their support of any increase. There is an effort by House Democrats to file a bill that could raise the debt limit without Speaker Kevin McCarthy's support. More troops are being sent to the southern U.S. border ahead of the expiration of Title 42 next week.
The Biden administration is sending 1,500 active duty troops to the southern border in anticipation of an influx of illegal immigrants.
The active duty component will fill critical capability gaps, such as ground-based detection and monitoring, until CPB can address these needs through contracted support.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says that allows Customs and Border Protection officers to work out in the field without being saddled with desk work. I'm John Schaefer.
A portion of an Illinois highway once again closed due to a big dust storm Tuesday. The Illinois Department of Transportation reported about an 8-mile stretch of I-55 near Springfield was shut down again. Dust storm warnings from the National Weather Service covered four nearby counties. And television and film writers took the streets in New York City as they entered the first full day of a nationwide work stoppage. They're demanding fair contracts.
It really comes down to writers being valued for the work that they do.
It has gotten a lot harder to make a living as a writer these days.
I speak for myself. If you're not rich, I don't know how much longer you could do it.
Late night TV is the first to start airing reruns, followed by daytime soap operas. The fall television season is at risk if the strike lasts several months. This is USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Comedian Pete Davidson is feeling the effects of the TV writers' strike. While appearing on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last week, the Staten Island native and SNL alum said he had a feeling he might not get a chance to host Saturday Night Live because of the strike.
It sucks because it just feeds my, like, weird story I have in my head, like, of course that would happen to me.
Davidson was set to host this weekend, but now SNL's been canceled. SNL joining other shows that are going dark in solidarity with union members, including The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. The White House will not discuss the paternity case involving Hunter Biden. The case was reopened when Hunter Biden tried to reduce his child support payments, prompting the woman to file suit. No one from the president's family has ever seen or talked to the girl. On Monday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre refused to answer why neither the president or first lady have acknowledged the existence of their granddaughter. Former President Trump is not going to testify. Trump lawyer Joe Tacopina told the U.S. District Court judge his client will not testify in the trial for E. Jean Carroll, who claims she was raped by Trump in the 1990s. Friends of Carroll took the stand Tuesday, with one saying the writer called her minutes after the alleged incident at a Manhattan department store. Dozens of regional bank stocks taking a dive Tuesday. Regional banks PacWest in L.A. and Western Alliance in Phoenix took the biggest hit, and trading for both was halted. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.